Hello.
Hey, David. This is Thea from radio station Enter Zagreb.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm cool. And you?
I'm also cool.
Great. Great to hear that. Yeah. Are you busy?
No, I'm free.
Okay.
I already knew that you are about to call me, so I was free.
So you prepared in advance?
Yes.
Okay, good. So we can start with this interview. Recently, together with Andrew Rayel, you released a track called Trans Reborn, and that is the official anthem of his radio show as well. So what was like doing with Andrew?
Well, I remember when we were in Las Vegas in the middle of the... he was doing shows for his Moments album tour, and I was lucky enough to join him to actually do a few shows as well with him in the United States, and we were in Las Vegas for like a week, so we decided to work on something because we are always traveling, so it was very hard, you know, to find some free time, and worked on the track, and I think in like 3 days we finished the first idea, and then we started playing it after that week, and from the moment we started playing it, we already knew it's gonna be like a track that a lot of people will remember for a very long time, because you know he played a very nice piano, because he, you know, he used to play piano for so long. So he was, the melody was there in just a few hours, and we worked on it together. I worked on some other stuff as well in the track, and yeah, it was really great to work with him.
Do you have a feeling when you are in the studio that you have a hit, that you're working on a track that is going to become a huge hit? How can you feel that?
It was the first time actually that I worked on something together. We had our feelings were the same the whole day, like the whole week when we worked on it. And sometimes you just know it, because when you it all starts with like a melody first. So if you like feeling the melody, and all the music, especially you know that I make, is with feelings. So when you make something and you already know it's going to be very nice and very good, you just know it. But if it's going to be like a huge hit, I have no idea. That's always like a big surprise for a lot of people. You know, when are you going to produce a big hit? And I'm not sure about that. But when we were making this track, we knew it's going to work, you know, for us playing it live.
So in February you performed on the main stage at Acid Festival in Utrecht, and how was that?
That was my first time playing in Utrecht, and it was such a very big stage, and it was a dream actually coming true. And I remember when I was preparing the whole show for like a month, we had like a lot of new visuals that we want to show the people and you know on the live stream as well. I was actually working on my first logo. The show we had some visuals with my logo, but it was not finished yet, so we still working on it. And of course a lot of new music. I've been working on so many new music, and it was a very nice chance for me to play a lot of new stuff to, you know, show the world that, you know, what I have in, like, for music. And as well, the experience was just, like, insane. It's like 1 hour and you work on it so hard. Like, 1 hour is just, it's like 5 minutes.
Time passes so quickly.
Yeah, and you know, of course, I had to watch the YouTube video, the whole live stream. I had to watch it back, because when you are in the moment, you know, you forget about everything. And, so yeah, it was a very nice experience for me playing on the main stage in the track.
And which is the best festival that you played at so far?
I think it was like Tomorrowland last year. It was my first year at Tomorrowland, mm-hmm. and you know, you see all the videos every year online on YouTube. You see all the pictures from all the people, mm-hmm. and to actually be there on the festival itself, it's like very special and very. It's also very big. I remember I just had to do the show and then mm-hmm. I had to leave again to do another show somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So I was not able to watch and walk around to the other stages, but mm-hmm. It's a pretty big festival. And it was nice because I was like in the middle of like playing the track with Andrew, mm-hmm. Trans Reborn. So it was... Mm-hmm. Like very new for a lot of people, and after I was finished playing, all the messages were, you know, insane about the music and the whole show, and everything was so good. So it was was awesome.
Great. So would you choose Tomorrowland or Ultra if you had to?
That's a hard one. I think Ultra was also very nice when I played at Ultra. Mm-hmm. Also last year. Mm-hmm. It was the year before then. And you know, it's also very magical. You know, it's something that a lot of people save money to actually go to that festival. So they, mm-hmm. It's very special. And I see that also with Tomorrowland. So.
Biggest difference between those two festivals?
I think Tomorrowland is a lot bigger. It has more like a lot of more stages. Mm-hmm. It's in the middle, I think, next to like a big forest and you know nature. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's pretty big, so they have stages in the middle of the forest, for example. And you know, in Miami at Ultra, you have it's like next to the South Beach, so it's like in the harbor of Miami, and it's mm-hmm. also pretty big, but not as big as Tomorrowland. Mm-hmm. So. I don't know. It's just amazing. All the festivals.
So speaking of festivals, I have to ask you this one about Coachella. Have you maybe seen some performances? What do you think about that?
I think I've watched some shows online. That was a few years ago, but like mm-hmm. right now, I'm not like pretty sure what's going on with that festival. I've never been there, mm-hmm. but it looks so big on the videos and. What I also see is with that festival is you see a lot of people. How do you say it? It's like a culture. They have mm-hmm. their own way of
dressing. Way of
It's actually pretty cool. I would love to go there one day actually to see it myself, because I see when it's. Like on the festival mm-hmm. Around that week before and the week after, you see so many videos and pictures online that, you know, a lot of people as well of my friends are actually like every year they love to go there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. I would love to go there as well.
So tell me, which songs do you have on your playlist? Right now, at the moment, privately, which ones do you keep playing on repeat lately?
Well, actually, it's a track that I just played like 5 minutes ago before you called. It's like it's like an artist. It's Moderat. I think maybe you know that one.
Moderat, yes, of course. Yeah. I love them.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a song. It's called A New Era.
So it's some kind of maybe darker sound, electronic.
Yeah, it's like electronic music, but it's very mellow. It's very chill, and I love to do my emails and stuff like that on that kind of music, because it mm-hmm. you know into a certain like state of mind, and I think it works for me mm-hmm. when I have to do a lot of work and emails, and so that's actually pretty much on my list. And I think they have like a new album as well, which I love. So
yeah,
I have a lot of new music. Yeah.
Okay, so who is your favorite trance artist at the moment?
My favorite one. I think that's. Let me check. Well, to be honest, I've always been a huge fan of Andrew Royale.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first one, in my opinion, that did something very unique with Mozart-like pianos and like classical music, like combined with like trance music. And I think mm-hmm. that's the perfect. How do I say it? It's like the perfect combination between, mm-hmm. you know, those styles. And I think I have to go for Andrew with this one.
Okay. And who would you like to collaborate with in the future?
I would love to do something with Armin.
Mm-hmm.
He's a huge inspiration for me as well. And he's always trying to do something new. And that's what I love about him. And I'm also, you know, trying to do something new every time I create a track or every time I do my shows. So, I would love to go with Armin with this one. And, you know, I would love to do something with Vini Vici as well. Vini Vici has a very big sound and very interesting music, you know, especially what they're doing now with that sound. They are... You know, I think they're taking over the world.
Yeah. Do you listen maybe to R&B music, trap music? What about that? How do you feel about that?
R&B and like hip hop have very unique styles as well. So when I was young, I was listening to a lot of different styles of hip hop as well. So it's pretty unique, I think. And I'm trying to think someone that I would love to work with. I don't know.
What about trap music?
That's also a style that I'm very interesting.
Yeah.
It's like pretty new, but with like electronic influences. And I'm not familiar with all the artists that are doing trap music, I will try to find some I love to work with new artists, with new music, and try to come up with something that has never been done before, and that's what I love.
Yeah,
so I'm always open-minded for, you know,
for new ideas and new styles,
new music. Of course.
Okay. Thank you very much for this interview. Have a nice day, and thank you very much for this. Enjoy.
Nice.
See you.
Nice interview.
See you soon. Hope to see you soon. Bye bye. Bye.
Bye bye.